wicked. So, if you would like to turn with me to Matthew 5. From verse 14 onwards, it's on page 969. It's what Jesus said. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Amen. I love Jesus' teachings. So, if you weren't here last week, were you here? Most of you, I think. If you weren't here last week, right, there's this wicked sermon that's on the All Saints website. Top drawer. Nah, joking. It might be a chance for you to catch up. Last week, I spoke from 1 John. Aunt Gerlie, did you listen to me online? I spoke from 1 John about what it means to walk in the light. And this week, in terms of a community that's walking in the light, and this week, I want to talk about what it means to be a community who are the light, or who are shining the light of Jesus. Yeah, you with me up until now? So when I was in doing my degree, it was near a town called Ware in Hertfordshire. Ware. I know there's loads of puns and jokes that go with that, but we won't get into those now. And it's W-A-R-E. And I remember there was a time when a load of us from the college, we went to a local church and we wanted to get involved in a mission. Now, when I came to Peckham, we used to have this thing called God Loves Peckham. Who was involved in God Loves Peckham? Okay, so this was the Ware equivalent. And it was called Live Ware, Love Ware. Okay, I know, it's catchy, isn't it? And I remember it was really interesting because we met together in this church, and we were briefed by the church leader. And the old idea was we were going to go into a local estate, and I remember playing basketball with the kids, and then we did some football and football coaching, and there was loads of free food and stuff. But there was one disclaimer that the church leader said to us before we went into this estate. No word of a lie. She said to us, look, we're going in there, and we're going to serve the people and everything, but please, whatever you do, don't say anything about religion. Serious, yeah. So I remember what was really quite interesting was that there was a definite undertone or sense with these kids that I'm playing football. I could just tell that they had this question, like, why are you here? Like, people don't just walk into your estate and hand out free things for nothing. There must be a reason. But then I felt like, in honor of the church leader who had given us this very clear instruction, let's not say anything to these people. Now, I went away from there, and actually I wrote a report on it. I was really struggled with this, and I couldn't work out why she was so keen for us not to say anything about our faith, even though we were in this estate doing all this good stuff. And I've grappled with this for a few years, and I've realized that, you know, there are many reasons why we struggle to shine our light. And I think in our culture, we find it quite natural to serve people and love people, do acts of love and good works and that stuff. But when it comes to actually speaking up, I think it's something that we find quite difficult. I know I have. So this evening, I really want to look at three reasons why I believe we find it difficult to talk up about our faith, and hopefully some stuff that will help us to kind of find it a bit less difficult. And the first one is this, is motivation. I don't know if you've ever been through a patch in your life where you just don't feel like talking to people about Jesus. Or maybe, for some people, it's just not something you've ever really thought about. My colleague, Jonathan Smith, we were talking about this earlier on this week, and he asked me a really challenging question, which I'm going to ask to everyone tonight. He said to me, and I'll probably drop the amount a little bit, he said to me, if you got £500, for every person that you talked to about Jesus who became a Christian, would that mean that you were more motivated to talk to people about Jesus? That's challenging. I'm not going to tell you what was going on in my head. But it is a really good challenge. Where does our motivation come from? I mean, maybe that would be a good... Where's Jonathan Mortimer? Maybe you should put a fund aside. The evangelism fund, a whole different type of evangelism. So last week when we were talking about walking in the light and in terms of motivation, actually, let me rewind a second. There is a phrase that I heard Rob Bell talk about once in terms of sharing our faith with people, or it was a question that really challenged me, and he asked the question, are you smoking what you're selling? With regards to the Christian, I know it's a bit of a dodgy metaphor, but you get where I'm coming from. Are you smoking what you're selling? Because there's nothing more compelling than when you're sharing, when someone hears you share your faith and it's coming from somewhere real within, from real life experiences, and you're not necessarily always talking about that thing that happened 15 years ago. But as I said last week, we talked about what it means to walk in the light. Once upon a time, I used to think that meant as Christians that we became better and better and better people. But I realized that what walking in the light ultimately means that as we spend time with God, he kind of begins to expose our sin to us. And so actually, as we grow up, we realize more and more and more and more what is going on inside. So it kind of is almost paradoxical, but it's like we don't necessarily feel like we're becoming better people. We feel more exposed. But then there's this acceptance that comes from being in God's presence with all my mess, from receiving that forgiveness of Jesus over and over and over and over and over again. And there's an acceptance that comes with that and a wholeness where we just want to tell people about him. Amen? Or maybe not. Amen? There's a transformation that takes place in life as we walk with Jesus. And I believe that is something to tell people about, this Jesus who is so amazing. I personally, since I've become a Christian, I'll be honest with you, I remember there was a time where I had a conversation with somebody, and they asked me about kind of life after death. And I said to this guy, yeah, I get this, and I read it in Scripture, and I know it's there, but to be honest with you, I'm a bit more concerned about life before death, because I don't plan to go anywhere anytime soon. And this life with Jesus is something that personally motivates me to share with people. The second thing that I believe that often stops us from speaking up about our faith is the fear of the awkward scenario. You know, the awkward. Have you ever been in a situation? So, like, imagine you've been in a light and you've been in church one evening and, like, you've really had this amazing kind of time with God, and you get out on the street and you walk down the street and you bump into one of your mates. Has that ever happened to you before? And they're like, wow, like, what's going on? You're like glowing tonight. What's happening with you? You know, and you're a bit like, uh-oh, and kind of answer something along the lines of, I've been in my father's house, kind of thing. You know, have you ever been in that situation? And it's like this real concern that if I'm really honest about what's really going on, that I'm going to look really weird and people are going to look at me like, what the heck is going on with you? I think the sociologists call it something along the lines of, I don't want them to think I'm weird, ology, or something like that. That kind of scenario. Or if you've ever had a friend that came to you who told you that they were feeling really down and you were quicker to kind of give them ice cream than you were to offer them prayer. Have you been in that situation? I know I have. And perhaps if it was a Christian friend, you would have responded in an entirely different way. I've heard many people, and I suppose I've done this myself over the years, when it comes to sharing their faith, ask the question like, what do I do? How do I do it? What kind of things should I say? And I'm hoping this will be of help for you, because I would love it if we would kind of ask a slightly different question to what do I do and how do I talk to people about Jesus. And the question is this: who am I? Who am I? So rather than it being about a technique, that it simply comes out of a place of integrity. I've been walking in the light. Jesus is my Savior, he's my friend, and you know what? That's who I am. So when someone comes to me and asks me a question, where were you on Sunday? I'm going to tell them I was in church, because that's just who I am. And when my friend comes to me and says, I've been feeling really down recently, and you remember a time when you were feeling down and somebody prayed for you and you felt different, you tell them, you say, you know what, how about let's pray? Because you know what, I'm a Christian and that's just what we do, we pray. You know, maybe your worst fear is that you will look weird Maybe that fear will be realized and you realize that you are weird. But at least you leave with your integrity in that exchange. Awkwardness. I think that's another thing that gets in the way. And the third thing, and this, I think this one's actually a really, really big deal, is a sense that we haven't got the right. A sense you haven't earned the right for them to listen to what you've got to say. It's a very real thing. Myself and my wife, we live in an estate in down the road, Pelican Estate in Peckham. And I remember when we moved in, I had these delusions of grandeur. I was like, yeah, I'm going to tell all these kids about Jesus. And there's guys, they sit in a stairwell, they smoke their weed, you know, they're running around the place doing their stuff. And it took about 14 months just to make eye contact with some of these boys. Seriously. Tim is sat there. He's a guy that's been involved in the Friday night group Alive. We're in the hall where we have boys coming from all over Peckham to come and spend time with us. There's some of those boys, it took like 2 years, literally, of meeting with them nearly every single week before it felt like they were really ready to hear anything that we had to say. And I'm not just talking about faith, even talking about football. Yeah, don't talk to me about football. Didn't matter what it was. It's a very real issue that sometimes we just don't go into a relationship with the right to be heard. And when we do try and speak in a context where people don't want to hear what we've got to say, you know, sometimes I see those guys out on the street and I say fair play to you for standing out on the street, for preaching out on the street. But, you know, for some people, that's really grating. And of course, that's a concern that we bring to the table. But I guess what I want to encourage us to be encouraged with tonight is that as scary as it seems like to do that kind of cold calling and telling people about Jesus, there are actually other ways. I like the phrase to stand on the shoulders of those who have been before us. So there's people that come into our group on a Friday night now, and they can come in and within 1 week or 2 weeks they can speak to these boys about Jesus and they will listen. Why? Because we've been meeting with them for nearly the last 7 years. And we work in, we live in, a, in and we worship in this Church of All Saints. And there's lots of stuff going on with youth and children. We got Christians Against Poverty just a couple of weeks ago. Christian Against Poverty, wow. I went into a guy, an absolute stranger's house, right? And straight away, because he knew I was Christian, from Christians Against Poverty, he just started opening up to me. In his front room, I'd never met him before in my life. I was like, wow, this CAP movement has done some groundwork. And there's the prison ministry as well. You know, I don't know if anyone here has ever been in the prison ministry. There are so many opportunities. If you have that motivation, if you're willing to get through the awkwardness of sharing your faith and speaking up about Jesus, All Saints is a church where there are plenty of opportunities and where there are places and settings where we as a church already have earned the right to be heard. But you know what? Every time I've ever been in a situation where I've asked somebody if they are willing to begin their walk with Jesus on a kind of a one-to-one basis, it's happened a number of times in my life. Every time there's been a sense that somehow the Holy Spirit has prompted me, that somehow the Holy Spirit has said to me, you know what, that person's ready. And so, all good. But it's still, no matter what, even when I'm in a place where it feels like we have the right to be heard, it always feels like a risk. It always feels like a risk. Even when it feels safe, it feels like a risk. And that's what I really want to leave us with this evening. Somebody who, I don't know who coined this, but I'm guessing, like me, they weren't a very, very good speller. They said that faith is spelled R-I-S-K. It's not amazing, is it? And I think that's something that I really want to leave us with this evening, is that speaking up about our faith, or for us to grow into that community where we are walking in God's light and being transformed by God, but also where we're willing to shine, where we're not going to cover ourselves with a bowl, where we're willing to be open about who we are in Jesus, it always feels like a risk. I think the band are going to come up and
play.
And I wonder if there's anyone tonight who anything that I've said has resonated with. I think it's probably the case for most of us in here. I know some people that don't struggle to speak up about their faith, to be honest with you. I know some people for whom it comes very, very naturally. I'm not one of those people, I'll tell you that now. If you're like me, and it feels really scary, but then you found yourself in situations where afterwards you've been like, why didn't I say something? Why did I just offer them ice cream? Why didn't I offer to pray for them? And you feel there's a fear of being seen as weird, or maybe you don't have the right. First of all, I'd love it if we would take this opportunity to pray for one another in terms of response. And just like last week, we've got the candles there. And if you want to come forward and make a decision tonight, you know what? When that opportunity arises, when that person asks me that question, I'm just going to be myself. I'm just going to be a Christian. I'm just going to be honest. I'm just going to be a person of integrity. And I'm going to speak up. It might be that you've heard me talk about some of the ministries at All Saints, where we have the honor of going into people's homes or into the prison or what have you and telling people about what God has done in our lives. Wow, what an honor that is. If you're considering maybe an opportunity like that, also come forward. And Jonathan's here, and Jen's here as well, and they would love to talk to you about that. Let's have a time of quiet and prayer together.